Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we'll pick it up in verse 6. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. We read the story as part of an Advent devotion that we've been reading with our kids leading up to Christmas, which, of course, is when you read an Advent devotional. But this was the story we read today. And I was just reminded, what a great biblical story, especially for kids. And I do think sometimes we relegate the Old Testament to children, because these are the stories that you read in children's church. Because they're great stories. They're well written, you know. Just because it is our religious text doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit can't give the writers, Samuel here, you know. They can use style. They can, you know, this is a good story where you see what's happening. You can picture this. You know, Jesse bringing each of his sons and passing by, and Samuel saying, "No, not this one. Are these all of your sons?" It's beautiful. It's cinematic. But this is a lesson for us, too. And the principle is so clear and so obvious, and yet we so quickly forget it, even as adults. That's why I want to say these are not just kids' stories. These are stories for grown-ups as well. That man looks at the outward appearance. Man looks at what culture values, you know, and so in this culture, it would have been someone who is a gifted warrior, right? I mean, this is someone who's coming to find a king. And so we're looking for someone who's strong and big. And in different places in culture or in society or different age groups, different things might be valued. You know, maybe the town you grew up in values the athletes the most. Or, you know, you're in a more intellectual place, and so the people who are the smartest get the best. Often the outsider, the very obvious talents, are what we base our value on. And God says, get that out of here. Man looks at the outside. I look at the heart. I look at what kind of person you are. This is the kind of person I want to use. This is the kind of person I want a relationship with, which should encourage us. That we do not need to be the most beautiful. We do not need to be the most talented. We do not need to be the most outwardly qualified people for God to engage with us, God to love us, God to value us, and God to work through our lives. Why I think sometimes this gets lost is because we think to ourselves, oh, sure, God looks not on the outside but on the inside. But what happens when our inside doesn't measure up? What happens when we've got guilt and shame and sin in our lives that prevent us from feeling like we can engage with God, that God can use us, that God does love us and does value us? Well, this is where our Advent devotional and this devotional today reminds us that Jesus has dealt with that. That one of King David's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandsons was the Messiah, Jesus, the God-man who came to live a perfect life and die the death that we deserve because of our sin so that we can walk in newness of life. God changes our insides, and it has nothing to do with who we would be on our own and everything to do with who he makes us in Christ Jesus. And as we engage in our relationship, as we walk with Jesus, He makes our insides match the inside of King David, of Jesus. We don't do it. We aren't capable of doing it. But to the extent that we engage in a relationship with God, He makes us new kinds of people, and that we matter. And it doesn't mean that God can't use our natural giftings. God can use the outer, you know, I mean, this story says David was handsome. Okay, so maybe from the outside, he was just young, but he wasn't like ugly and deformed. And so it's not like that disqualified him. It's that that wasn't the important part. The important part is that he was already at a young age a man after God's own heart. And how can we become men and women after God's own heart? By spending time with our Savior, Messiah, friend and brother, Jesus. And what a better time than right now, as everybody's talking about Jesus in the Christmas season, to remember that we know we are loved by the Son of God. So Jesus, we thank you for this story, this Old Testament story that speaks so clearly to children, but also has much to say to us today, God, that our worth is not found in what we look like or maybe our natural giftings, but on the kind of person we are on the inside. And that through Christ Jesus, we can continue to grow in our character and our Christ-likeness to help us to be reminded of that during this Christmas season, that we might be a part of spreading your peace and hope and love and joy. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.